There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Ed.
What?
New smell.
New smell.
It's on the fucking internet. I've been reading about it. New smell alert. It's gross.
Oh, hold on. There's a new smell on the internet?
I learned about it on the internet, but the smell takes place in real life.
Is where AI goes to pee you.
I wish you could make me smell. Have you heard of the BBL smell?
The Brazilian butt lift smell?
Have you heard this thing that's happening to women who get improperly sourced BBLs?
They're getting infections and the infection smells?
They get this thing called...
Is it gangrene?
It's a BBL smell, mm-hmm. Right? They call it. That's the cute name for it. And yes, you're right, Eddie. It is the fat being injected from other parts of your body into your butt, and it's dying off.
Yes.
That means it can leak. It can leak out and die off. And apparently it's so common during BBL procedures that's a part of the weight before you leave. Is it, you have to go wash it all out.
You have to wait till it stinks?
Until all the liquid fat drips out of it. But then, you also, big issue with some of these big dumpered beautiful ladies?
Yeah.
Can't wipe.
Dude.
Small arms.
Where's the fucking Burbank butt sniffer when you need him?
Dude, he's good.
This is perfect. Sign this motherfucker up.
And then if he goes, and let's say we
have at the plastic surgery place. This is what you're smelling for.
If you have a BBL, right? Like, let's just say you want the Burbank butt sniffer to see exactly what's going on. You don't want to offend your family members.
The most well-trained man in his field.
We put him down there. All he needs is, and I would put some kind of fashion to this, one green flag, one red flag. But this is different.
No green... yellow flag?
No.
I like it, babe. It's like, I don't know. Maybe we need to wait longer.
If there's any smell, green flag.
Yeah, okay.
You see, green flag, green as in smell, as in gross. Oh. G as in gross.
Oh, I thought green as you can leave, you can go.
No, I'm
red
saying...
Red as in you gotta stay.
No, I'm saying...
Other way.
Green as gross.
You're gonna confuse everybody.
No, but it's fun. It's a new thing to do. It's yeah, a new way to go. Red means ready to have sex with.
Oh!
Ready for someone else to smell butt. Ready for a strange man who does not have olfactory sensitivity to smell butt.
You ready?
Yeah, we ready.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's, again, where is that guy at? Because he's not in jail.
The BBL smell.
Yeah.
BB smell.
Cute.
Thank you. It's an uncute thing. You know what I learned on the fucking internet this week?
What?
And I think that this is a fucked up, everyone said this to me, y'all go screw, people are starting to say that ham causes cancer.
No way.
All right? And so, you know what?
All that salt? All that brine?
I know. And you know what ham has? The cure. Because you got to cure it.
Welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Zebrowski, and I'm sitting here with the cancer-riddled Ed Larson.
You motherfuckers coming to me, acting like I care if I get cancer or not.
He doesn't give a shit.
You think I know? You think I eat ham because I'm like, you know what? No carb day.
Obviously, ham is bad for you.
Ham's bad!
Yeah.
What are we even talking about?
It's pork that can sit on the counter.
It's the fattiest part of the pig.
And it's filled with nitrates in order to make it pink.
It's not supposed to look like that.
No.
We eat it anyway. Of course it causes cancer. Cancer is ham's friend. Don't fucking be an asshole about cancer. Cancer's got a bad rap, too. I say eat the ham, invite in the cancer, enjoy your life.
Hey, man, they got Scott Adams. Cancer can't be wrong all the time.
Amen. Yeah.
You know, like, you can't always, you never know. And see, Eddie, you just, I guess that's what you're saying. Cancer is also life.
Mm-hmm.
So in many ways, when you say no to cancer,
you're an asshole.
You're saying no to the unfettered power that God, mm-hmm. put into our DNA as little time bombs that are ready to explode and kill us slowly or very quickly, depending on where it explodes.
Yeah, they put it in the same group as tobacco, asbestos, and arsenic.
Fucking,
as bad as asbestos?
Let's get that at the weed store then, dude. Tell me when it's sold at the fucking weed store, dog. I'll roll up a fucking big old slice of ham and smoke that shit, dude.
Oh my God, if I have to start buying ham at the tobacco store or at like
a license,
it's smoked.
Actually, you know what though? I would put pretty good money, towards any form of legislature that says you have to be 18 plus to buy ham.
Yeah, I would love that.
Think about that.
I think that would be really cool.
How fun would that be? Make an adult pleasure out of it.
You put a Surgeon General warning on ham, sales go up.
Tipper Gore effect.
You start telling me that this ham, this certain type of ham will definitely cause cancer?
Guess what ham's like, selling out, dude?
Maybe I want it. I don't know.
We want cancer. We want to stop.
Yeah, that's exactly. I got to see how strong I really am.
It's great. Not only do we get to test our courage, we also get a new one-man show out of it if we live.
That's right.
All right? That's only if you live.
Only if you live. Yeah, only if you live. But, you know, I mean, honestly, you're telling me ham causes cancer. You know what? It would have fucking gotten me by now. I'm still here. I'm still fucking looking at you, you pieces of shit, you fucking big ham cancer assholes, trying to tell me I can't eat ham.
I don't know, though.
It's more of a...
I have noticed that Champ has been paying special attention to you. And I don't know whether or not that means, because you know some dogs can smell tumors.
Oh, well, you know what it was? I had a cut on my leg, and he started like smelling where the cut was the whole time. I'm like, you were trying to suck my blood.
It's bad to do. You can get an infection.
What do you mean? The dog licks my blood? Well, I have pants on. So luckily, he couldn't get right at it.
How badly are you bleeding?
Not that bad. What do you mean? You put pants on? I put pants on every day, whether I'm bleeding or not. What are you talking about?
Now, guys, there's a lot going on in the news. First of all, I want to say what a profound loss that we have this week. We lost two heroes to the most difficult people in your lives, Scott Adams and Eric Von Daniken.
Really? No love for Bob Weir?
You don't care
about the Grateful Dead.
You know what it is about Bob Weir? I was being sarcastic about these men.
I don't know who they are.
I was separating them.
I don't know who they are. They don't mean nothing to me.
Well, Scott Adams, who created Dilbert, who's a racist and a piece of shit.
Dilbert finally died.
Yeah, now he's a corpse. That's great.
Okay, great.
But then the other one was Eric.
I hope they wrap him in newspaper.
Oh, like he's fish and chips? He's not from the UK. He's not from the UK. Yeah. But see, Eric Von Daniken is a man that is... I do find him... He's special to me only because of... He allowed me the permission to be difficult.
So he's an alien guy?
Yes. He wrote a book. He's very famous for the book Chariot of the Gods, which is about the idea that the Mayan...
Ben-Hur.
No. That's just what he drove.
Oh, okay.
He's about the concept of... He was published in 1968, the idea that Mayans and the Aztecs were given tools by aliens in order to build their many wonderful things.
Oh, come on.
That would also be repeated by people like, you know, kind of like along the same lines. I want to say Zachariah Sitchin's the ninth planet. Was it the 10th? The 12th planet?
Is this the guy who has the meme with the crazy hair?
That's Giorgio Tsoukalos. He's never written goddamn anything.
Okay.
He's just fucking somehow just...
The Travis Irvine of the alien community.
He has sucked money off the top. He has had great friends for a long time. Zachariah Sitchin wrote The 12th Planet in 1976. So this is actually after Chariot of the Gods. Oh. And The 12th Planet was all about Nibiru and the idea that there was this phantom planet that would travel through our solar system, basically after Earth separated into the moon and Mars after a big collision with another planet. That planet then would had people on it, a whole long, convoluted thing. Basically, both of these quote-unquote experts took mythological writings very literally.
Yeah.
And they wrote about them very literally, and this is why we're at Ancient Aliens. Why it has a television show that's run for 15 seasons.
Do you think that the aliens built the pyramids?
I think people built the pyramids.
Yes. Do you think that aliens were in charge of the people?
I think if aliens were ever involved with people, I do mean this. This is my actual opinion. If aliens were ever involved with people, it was before we were ever building anything.
It was like Neanderthals and shit.
Yes. Long, long, like before it all.
Now, is this where the cave drawings of like UFOs come from and all that stuff?
Well, there's certain things where you have the idea of the yes, they use drawings and hieroglyphs as a way to essentially create the idea that gods were aliens. So I don't remember Chariot of the Gods as much, but in the 12th planet, what he did was essentially he saw these old giant things from Sumer, like essentially viewed, they look sort of like airplanes. Okay. And so he conjectured this idea that the people at the time were depicting their gods flying in these sort of like, which is kind of funny, They used the stereotypical version of a 1920s, 1930s plane to do that instead of like some unnameable wormhole machine, right? Like, yeah. It seems like, you know, like, why would the ancient gods of Sumer, who developed all of humankind, arrive here in 1960s rockets?
That's a good point.
You know, why would they come in that? They wouldn't arrive like it. We don't know. But that obviously, that's... But again, Eric Von Daniken, thanks for all the horrible things that you allowed us to believe and say for a very long time. People like him. He's obviously a very large looming figure in the world of woo-woo alien. I guess you'd say alternative history.
How do you think Contact of the Desert feels about him?
They are very pro him.
They're pro him.
Oh, yes, very much so. Well, they like him because he's of the old school. He's sort of wrapped in this kind of an official and professor-like. Like, he's viewed as an expert. He's always viewed as someone. He in his mind, everything's backed up by historical record.
Okay. Oh. All right, well, he's dead. 90!
Made it a long time, buddy.
God, these fucking assholes live forever.
You know, but he wasn't even, I don't even know. He said some very racist things.
Yes.
He did some very racist things. He Daniken, he was born in Switzerland in 1935. He was a Catholic boy, of course, absolutely. He got really deep into his alleged Playboy style, lifestyle, after he got into the alien stuff. Another example of a guy that is just a boring ass dude. He got into aliens and got his fucking some stank on his danglo, man.
What's Jungfrau Park?
Mystery Park.
Oh, he built the amusement park failed.
Yes, he did.
I heard about this.
Yes, it was his interpretations of archaeological sites around the world. And this idea that it was all created by extraterrestrial life.
Man, so close. I feel like an alien amusement park should be awesome.
Dude, of course.
It should be incredible. First of all, Gravitron's a great ride. Expand, start there, and build out.
Just fucking gab people, dress as aliens, and give me drugs.
You know, that's one, I will say, I know they listen, so that is my one gripe of Contact in the Desert. There's not as much stupid, cheesy shit as I like.
We're going to do, pushing for.
I want, like, a pop a balloon and win a giant alien doll.
We're pushing for that.
I'm sad that I like the carnival aspect of things, but.
What's Mars 2112?
Did you guys ever go there in Times Square?
Yeah, I remember this piece of shit.
Hell yeah, man.
But it was so cool. It was alien-themed restaurant.
Yeah, I never went because I think it was because at the time I was broke as fuck.
Yeah.
I think I dragged my parents there and they were not fans.
Did you go to Jekyll and Hyde's as well?
I think so.
I went to Jekyll and Hyde's. It wasn't that bad.
We were a Jekyll and Hyde's family, very much so. all right, so I'm sorry for all of the uncles out there that you've lost two of your own personal Mount Rushmores of the difficult men for yourselves. Mm-hmm. And I hope that your uncles can find somebody else new, difficult to attach themselves to. Somebody young, like Nick Fuentes, or like somebody, like, what's a new good, truly difficult person that somebody can follow?
Who's that cocksucker who's going to all the rallies and saying a bunch of shit, trying to get the protesters to beat him up?
Oh, that little Nazi guy? Little Nazi fuck.
Who knows? He could be fun for them.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure.
He'd be great for them.
Great. All right, so let's get into some stories.
Live from your grave.
Biggest story.
Biggest for side story. Fattest, I think, is the...
Yeah, thickest. I'd say thickest. Now, hundreds of people sent us this story. Obviously, it's very much in our wheelhouse, but we might have some alternative kind of opinions here about this. So Jonathan Gerlach, 35 years old, from Yaden, Pennsylvania. He was a Lancaster County man. Those of you who know Lancaster, you know the Amish never waste anything.
Yep.
And that's what this guy did, too, just like the Native Americans. The Amish, they took that from the Native Americans. And the Amish, he must have been inspired or something because
he looks Amish.
He does. And he really does
kind of actually look, if you take the tattoos and the nose ring out and you put a beard on him.
If you put the chin strap beard on him.
I was being an asshole, but now I kind of see it.
Yeah, he could absolutely. He has the blood. He has the last name, Gerlach. Yeah,
and he's good at plowing and digging and stuff like that.
He must
obviously.
Be. He was arrested where he looks like he has broken into at least 26 mausoleums and vaults. And it looks like he is being hit with the absolute book on 26 counts of burglary for breaking into cemeteries and digging up graves. He had something like 150,000 pieces of bones in his home.
They said 100 people or something?
They think like that.
How do you rob 26 graves and get 100 people?
Well, it sounds like he went to 26 mausoleums.
Oh, so, I see what you're saying. There's lots of bodies in the mausoleum.
Yes, and so he went. We know that he was. They knew that there was a series of break-ins at local cemeteries, so they set up a sting. They saw him drive in with his Toyota RAV4, which I found
great commercial for RAV4.
Interesting choice for the grave robber.
Yeah. It says it seats 5, but actually a lot more.
And if everybody's bones,
yeah,
if everybody's fucking bones, you can get like 100 people in there. Also, RAV4, I don't like it. Spongy handling.
Yeah, I never driven one.
We had one.
Oh, you had a RAV4.
No, it's very bad for grave robbing.
Yeah. It seems like it seems like a pussy's CRV.
Don't ever rob a grave with a hybrid.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't count then. It doesn't fucking count. And so
you need a wagon.
You need
a horse and like a lantern.
A hearse.
Yeah.
You need a hearse or an old decommissioned ambulance or something.
Or
something
a Yugo.
Fun. Right? God, that would be awesome if it was a Yugo. So they saw him coming out of the cemetery, and it looked like he had a bag. It's like he took about 30 sets of human remains. He showed them where the graves were that he had broken into. He had a burlap bag. He had two mummified small children in his bag, three skulls and other bones. So he's going to they put him under. He's under at $1 million bail.
Okay,
which I think is ludicrous, to be frank. We'll get to why.
Yeah.
But they are, I'm talking crazy counts. 26 counts of burglary, 100 counts of abuse of a corpse, 100 counts of theft by unlawful taking, receiving stolen property, intentional desecration of a public monument, intentional desecration of venerated objects. It's like, and also like about fucking with historic lots. Yeah. I feel like that's the big issue here in a way. It's like, I know that obviously they're all of the people that are attached to the graves, like the family members of the people whose graves were robbed, are obviously very, very upset. But mostly it seems the crimes stem around breaking into these old school cemeteries and fucking shit up.
Yeah. Well, no one even knew he was doing it for a long time, I think.
And they said the way they caught him, came out with the bag with the two mummified babies in it, and how they corroborated it was him was that they found an empty or half empty monster can.
Oh.
Which I want to say is the energy drink for grave robbers.
It has to be.
Yeah, it has to be. Now, the way we feel here is obviously, I have many horrific things in my home. Marcus owns human bones. He got them through legal matters. Like, you can get them legally. There's ways to get them.
I have my own teeth. I've got two teeth removed and I kept them.
That's different.
That's though. Awesome. Right?
They're mine.
But in my head is that I think the main issue here is going after the baby's graves, right?
Yeah.
That is the thing that makes people really obviously very upset.
I think that, I don't care about people stealing bones. I don't care about my own body after I die. Personally, I've already donated my brain for fuck's sake. I think that stealing a child's bones and body is fucked up just because the parents have to deal with it all over again.
But if it was,
if you steal someone's granddad, I'm sorry, I don't care.
There's a little part of me that if you were going after these old graves, I think the worst part is desecrating, to me, in my own personal, this is my opinion, my own personal morality, is that I'm more upset about the destruction of the place versus I am the removing of old, old bones that are not attached to any living family anymore.
So you think him cracking open the mausoleum with a crowbar is the crime?
Depending on when it comes to when it comes to kids that are people that are still attached, that are still alive, that to me is obviously horrible too. But I think that if you're going after some old ass, like let's say instead of him doing this in some fancy ass middle of the city cemetery, if he had done that someplace else, like if he had went and God knows, like I'm not even trying to defend him. I'm just saying, they're dead. Nobody's any fucking clue that you're dead. I know that everybody's upset about what people do with their dead bodies after they're dead, but you're fucking dead.
Yeah, people get like, you always hear like pissing on someone's grave and stuff like that. To me, it's like, you know, unless it's like if pissing on a mausoleum, I got a problem with that because that's all concrete that sometimes inside. But pissing on a grave, I love peeing outside.
But also, it's this idea of it feels very religious coded to be this upset.
Yeah, because they think there's an afterlife.
Yes.
When you're really just, when we die, it's just nothing and we become worms and like we're trash.
Yes.
He was basically stealing trash from nobody.
From the fancy garbage dump.
So if he was stealing people's bones, does that mean that your bones are owned by your family after you die?
That's a fucking side stories, LPOTL, @gmail.com style question. Because, like,
who is he stealing from? If your person's dead and they paid for the grave.
If nobody's alive that's connected to the grave,
what does
that mean?
If no one's alive to press charges.
But I feel like you would have to probably, if you were to try to be a legit human being in this horrific, this grisly industry, you should probably be working at the highest level of, you know, paperwork, red tape. If you really wanted to be the guy, because I do find it interesting that his Instagram page, Dead Shit Daddy,
which is crazy,
it's just up.
How is Instagram not taking this down if this is such a big deal?
Well, he made art pieces out of old bones. Some of it is actually quite beautiful.
He's got a lot of animal shit, too.
Some of it's very frightening. The police officers, to be honest, I do know that it was bad. The police officers went down there, and the way the police chief talked about it, because everybody who sent me this story was like, it's the next Ed Gein. Ed Gein's back.
But he didn't kill anybody.
And it was like, do you guys not remember that Ed Gein fucking was a full-on, like, wore the bodysuit
of
an old woman? He masturbated through, cut out, hollowed out vaginas from corpses. He made, like...
It is worse.
And he killed two people.
That's kind of the big one. And also, I don't know why, but Ed Gein did shit with skin. He made a lampshade out of skin. He made a belt out of nipples.
Yeah,
you know?
Like a Nazi's.
This guy's just playing with bones.
But the problem was is that the cops went down and he had two rotting corpses hanging up. I guess that he was drying them out.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was doing with them. And the problem, though, is that, yes, again, you're talking to the most maybe broken person that ever has lived when it comes to the subject. But I don't know. The cops went down there and they're all like, that's the worst thing I've ever fucking seen. Like,
a real life horror film.
The police chief comes out and he was just like, my men didn't need to see something like that. And I was like, honestly, I think that I've seen worse shit on Instagram.
Okay, I got it now. I think
I've seen way worse shit on Instagram.
Now we're talking about this, and we're like, I'm really thinking through this and trying to figure out like how I feel about this crime. Are you ready for this? Copyright laws. Betty Boop, allowed to use now. 96 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If a bone is in the ground for 96 years, free game.
You heard Ed Larson, bone lawyer.
95 years? That's still someone's bone
that
belongs to the family.
It's there at the bottom.
Yeah. Well, but 96 years old?
Can there not be a process where you write a letter to old cemeteries and say, I want the bones. Don't you want to have new bones? Don't you want new people in here? That's how I'd push it.
Yeah.
This is real estate. That's how I view it.
Mm-hmm.
You're wasting fucking land here, right?
Exactly. Well, graveyards. I mean, don't even get me started. They're the same problem as I do with golf courses. It's useless.
They just fucking just swap them out.
Like, you need someone to pray. Pick a corner of your house. What do you got to go to the field for?
Everyone's gonna be angry with us. I know that they're gonna be angry with us, but just know these are just our feelings. These are feelings. We don't think that this is real. Obviously,
this guy's in trouble, whether we want him to be or not.
He's very much in trouble. I do think that he is under. That $1 million bond is absolutely ludicrous.
That is, again,
it feels like revenge. It feels like...
Well, you know what it is? It's compounded. You know, if he did it all in one time, but he did it 26 different times.
And all the years
and so it's all the charges on top of each other. It's just how the math works out.
I get it. It's just all like, you know, I just watched that whole documentary series on Andrea Yates that I'm going to make you watch. That is rough. Andrea Yates killed her 5 kids in a full-on religious schizophrenic breakdown. Her husband, fucking loving life.
Yeah.
Rusty Yates is one of the bigger villains in true crime. right? I'm just going to put this out there. He's a huge villain. He aided and abetted this woman. He basically said she had lethal postpartum depression after their fourth kid, right? After the fifth kid, I believe.
Yeah.
And they put her on medication, right? She went into therapy, quote unquote, got over the postpartum depression. He's like, great, boom, done, off meds. He's like, all we got to do is you kick off the meds, I'll fucking pump you through with the child again, and then everything will be fine. And then she had the fifth child, went into another postpartum, full-on schizoid, religiosity-fueled breakdown that was also fueled by Rusty Yates, that guilty motherfucker, and then she killed all of her children.
What happened to Rusty Yates? Anything?
No, he's fucking the lead on a new documentary. That's what he's out there living life.
He immediately got
remarried. No, immediately got remarried.
See, that's fucked up. That's like the whole misogyny shit. Because I'm looking at this other case going on right now.
But to speak to my point, the reason why I even brought that up, she was only on like $750,000 bail. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she killed her five fucking children. So it's like, this guy that stole all these body parts, he's not Lex Luthor. I know it's like fucked up or whatever, but it's like, I don't know what to say. It's not like he's rich.
For Rusty Yates to not get any jail time is fucked up. How is that not child endangerment?
Because he had nothing.
If a husband kills the children, they always lock up the mother.
Dude, there is so...
They always lock up the mother.
They investigate the mother, and it depends. It depends on the mother. Depends on what's happening. In this story, with the Rusty Yates story, technically, they're allowed to practice whatever religion they want. She homeschooled the kids. He had the entire family isolated due to the teachings of the guy that they were working with. I believe his name was Michael Warnecki. He was a part of this sort of very small boutique cult where he believed that, you know, getting back to basics, rogue street preacher, believed in extreme disciplining of your children, beating, you got to beat the living fuck out of them. That's what he believed in. And again, one of those Jehovah's Witness style, strip away all celebratory anything, and the end of the world is coming right now. And Michael Warnecki is still out there, and he has dialed back his rhetoric, but he's a completely total, utter, another villain.
Where is he? Just some mountain there, in Asia?
Man. Fucking God knows. Let me see where he is now. I think he's in the United States. He is, he's one of those guys that if you saw him, he is always wearing, you remember the, I don't even know if I could say God hates the F words group. He's like that, where he's one of those where he goes to.
Oh, the Westboro Baptist?
Yes, Westboro Baptist Church. He goes to public events and preaches. This is guy still alive.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. Yeah, he looks evil as fuck.
Oh, yeah. 71 years fun.
Oh, man.
But yeah, a lot of villains out there, and not one of them have we described as the U.S. government.
No. I have this case that I wanted to talk about because I feel like it connects to the one, to the Yates thing that you were just talking about. And that's why what made me think of how fucked up it is that the man Yates never went to any jail or got any repercussions for the kids getting killed, because I'm looking at Paul Allen Perez. All right. This is like something that they found out this week. He was convicted of multiple counts of infanticide, which is when you murder an infant. Killed five of his own children over the course of 10 years.
Now, he did that, right, to quote-unquote avoid having abortions.
I don't, yet. Yeah, maybe, I don't know exactly why he did it. He definitely did it. He's from Yolo County, of all the fucking places.
It's just sad because none of those kids, he never even got a chance to live once.
Yeah, so... So here's a story.
It's a bad joke.
Yeah, no, it's not bad.
Don't worry, we're not.
So California drifter has been convicted of killing five of his own infants over the course of a decade. All right. Yolo County jury on Tuesday found the 63-year-old Paul Allen Perez guilty of one count of first degree murder, three counts of second degree murder, and one count of assault on a child under 8 with force likely to produce great bodily injury resulting in death for killings that stretch from 1992 to 2001. So he got locked up for fucking ever, and rightfully so, fucking monster. So basically, there was this woman, and he was getting her pregnant every once in a while, and then he would fucking kill the goddamn kids. And yeah. how he got caught was some bow fisherman was fishing, and then he shot his bow into a lake, and then he when he pulled the bow back in, it was in a cooler, and then the arrow went through the cooler, and there was a fucking dead baby in the cooler from forever ago.
And so he was just like, this reminds me of some old joke.
Yes.
Paul Bunyan? What was the one where you get the when you hit the arrow with the apple on your head?
Yes, but the
fetus is dead. Fetus on your bed. It's a whole. Is there something there? Is there something in this?
I don't know.
Maybe. Is this something?
I was thinking. I know that he didn't put him in a Yeti because no way arrow's getting through that.
Wow, great plug for a Yeti.
I love a Yeti igloo. Go fuck. But the end.
Wow, that's just the Wikipedia article is just called shooting an apple off one's child's head.
Yeah.
The apple shot. Wow. Apple-schnoosh.
Who's the guy?
It's from the German apple-schnoosh?
William Tell is the guy.
What does
Tell
that even mean? That German apple-schnoosh? They have a whole word for shooting an apple off of one child's head?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apple-schnoosh.
That's how you know you're really good.
So
just fucking bored.
So anyway, they found this kid, and for years it went unidentified. No one knew who it was until 2019. A DNA match finally named him as Nico Lee Perez, born in Fresno in 1996. This is the kid in the cooler. All right. They then led the detectives to uncover four more dead siblings born between 1992 and 2001, all children born to the same mother, Yolanda Perez. Okay. Yolanda Perez said that she endured years of beatings, rape, and threats from Paul Perez, and that he warned that he would kill their only surviving child, Brittany, if she went to the police. Okay, now this has all come to a fucking head, and she gets 10 years.
Well, I feel like it might be, we're not seeing some information in this article about how much she was involved, because that's I have found, Eddie,
yeah,
they're pretty lenient. When it comes to, I mean, the cops aren't, at first, cops always will go, like, it's always the husband, the wife, it's like all of the people that are first connected, those are the first, like, teed up, always. It's like, what did you know about the crimes of your spouse? And it sounds like this person might have known quite a bit.
Yeah, or might she knew what was happening.
But you get in just as much trouble by hiding the fact, and the fact that she never went and told, it's like you become an accomplice.
Yeah, I know. But she was scared to death and didn't know any better and was fucking trying to save Brittany's life.
It's five babies.
It's five babies.
You see?
It's a lot.
I give you one.
Yeah.
And again,
I'm just saying, lock up this Yates motherfucker. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, get him. Get his fucking ass. I wish I was a judge. I would be such a good judge. I feel like I would just, I'm fun.
Mm-hmm.
I could give it like Judge Judy.
You already got the white long hair.
Ta-da-da!
You go home, you're always in robes.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, anything without a bottom.
They also haven't found these other three dead babies.
Yeah.
They're just out there somewhere.
Maybe they're, you know, maybe
they're there! They're there! Nah, it's fine. You know what? I just don't want to find them.
Yeah.
No, someone's gonna, though.
But I hope globally they don't trip on it or whatever. And fall down an open elevator shaft, because that's how tragedy becomes comedy.
YOLO County.
Here we go. So we got this next story generated by our own government. Thank you. Now, I was obviously, just like all of you, we were all very surprised by our administration's kidnapping of the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro.
You know, right? It's weird. Like, we were surprised and really mad, but then you're just like, oh, we've done this so many times.
So many times.
America, it's just we used to do it with class.
We just used to try. We used to care. But
we'd have excuses before.
Oh, yeah. We'd have a list of things that we were there.
Now we're just like, it's the oil.
Lying? Guys, I want you to know this. In many ways, lying is caring.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Or at least they
You're just thinking about my feelings.
At least they came up with a reason back in the day.
Yeah.
So now this is, we're just, you know, obviously for whatever the reason, we went and we got this dude. The reason why I'm even bringing it up is because it's always important for me to remind our audience every once in a while. Like, I think that we all get really confident. We watch like old things are like, you know, you guys watch, what's that stupid, what was that Star Wars show that was serious?
Andor.
Right? Everyone's watching Andor and thinking, oh, we can rise up.
Yeah.
You know, you watch all these things like, oh, we're going to, that government's going to be scared of us. As you can see, all the people that have all the guns, they're doing such a good job defending our country against ICE already.
Can I gripe about Andor for 2 seconds?
Please.
Where are the aliens? I feel like it could have taken place in Nicaragua.
That's what we.
It doesn't even. It's not even a Star Wars show to me. Like it's just like I want to see the. I want to see the creatures.
Fucking aliens.
I want to see the creatures. Why is everyone a human?
How we're playing Star Wars. Star Wars.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry to.
No, I'm with you. It's like we're just making things boring now. So this guy is, but. Thing is that United States government, I think a lot of guys out there, like, again, we were talking about this, all the NRA, all these guys talk a big game. Obviously, they're out there helping ICE kill innocent people so yes. far, so they're not doing their jobs.
Well,
so
depending on what you think their job is.
Oh, yeah, I think they think their job is to watch ICE kill people.
Yes.
Right? And so the problem is that, see, the ICE is bad at it. And we're watching ICE, like we're watching that one video of the guy falling down. I was watching another funny video of these like training videos of ICE guys.
They're mostly fat idiots.
Yeah, of course.
They're not turning people away.
But guys, I want you to remember that that's not who we're going to be facing in the Civil War, right? Like we're not going to be facing ICE in the Civil War. Yes. We're going to be facing another group, probably a group like the Delta Squad that went into Venezuela. Now, this was an example. The reason why I just wanted to get into this is because it's wild, right? So the day that we went in, apparently, according to a security guard, they were sitting there waiting. Several hundred soldiers, talking about like the elite Venezuelan guard or whatever.
And Cubans.
Cuban mercenaries. All these guys are all there. They said the first thing that happened is we're sitting there waiting. They're like, America's coming any second. Well, yeah, they can't get past us. All of a sudden, they're all sitting in the dark. All power goes out. Internet goes out, radar goes down.
Yeah.
Then they said they looked up and they saw a swarm of hundreds of drones just fly all around them.
Yeah.
Right? Map everything. They watch them all like literally go like literally like a and they're just watching, right? Then they saw 8 helicopters.
That's it.
That's it. Drop off 20 guys, right? They get dropped off covered in computers. Hundreds. They said that they were shooting 300 rounds a minute at Americans and hit not a single person.
That's like 4 bullets a second.
This is Avatar shit.
Yeah.
They used a sonic weapon. So first of all, they took out all of their capabilities using various EMP and hacking abilities. They took out the electronically. Then they set off a sound weapon that caused them to begin to vomit blood.
All of these soldiers. Just incapacitated them completely.
And they just sprayed the bodies, the now prone bodies of these ineffective soldiers.
Yeah.
Shot them all in the head.
Now, this is like, obviously this is new. We saw that Serbia has used this before.
We're talking about the Belgrade. Yeah, Belgrade, there was an example, they believe. It's still like, what I find interesting, much like the Havana Syndrome stuff that happened in 2016, this idea of a bunch of diplomats in Cuba experienced these effects, right? Mm-hmm. Like this weird nausea, headaches, violence, nosebleeds, and stuff, and this buzzing noise. And there's 2 different reports that have come out. One of that says that there's definitely a directed energy weapon being used by somebody. No country will come out and talk about who is using it, right?
Well, we obviously have it.
Well, oh yeah, we made it. Yeah. We invented it. You don't think that they used that our shit in Belgrade?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, how did Serbia get... Serbia didn't build this shit. No offense to Serbia.
Who knows? Who knows, though? But it's like, they use a weapon called the LRAD, which is one of the... That's like a smaller version of this.
It's like a Latino skateboarder, right? LRAD.
LRAD. Sí. Muy coolio. And so it makes a super, super highly unpleasant noise on a low scale.
Okay. This is like the brown noise, the one that makes you shit.
But it's like, it's just annoying. It just sounds like this really piercing alarm. But what we saw in Belgrade is something else. It sounds like the way you see people react is that it's a sound that sounds like, the only way to really describe it is if like a skyscraper was falling down.
Sounds like the Dune soundtrack.
Yes. Yeah, and it makes people just scared. It freaks people out. And that was what they used in Belgrade. They used something like this as well. They says it sounds like this giant buzzing, and then you get sick, and then we killed everybody.
Yeah.
And we killed Hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
Yeah, I guess they were like vomiting on the ground and we just tapped them.
Yes.
Kind of
so,
deal.
So I just want to remind, it's like in my head, it's just remembering that like that's the stuff that they're allowing us to even see.
Yeah.
They even use that. They use that sound technology just to show they had it. They didn't need to use it.
Yeah, no, Venezuela, anyone who was there is like, we'll just, whatever you guys want, you have it.
Yes.
We can't fight you.
They can't.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for all of us to remember that we can't fight them.
Yes.
And you can actually wonder why now this idea that we would ever be able to beat them.
No.
That we would ever be able to beat them. And that,
you can't even beat the cops, much less the fucking military.
And then if you look at the tone, this takes me all the way back to, again, I'm sorry, everybody, Jeffrey Epstein. But if you look at the tone Jeffrey Epstein takes when he talks about Donald Trump, it is interesting in the fact that it is frightened. He's not jealous. He's not like, it's not a catty emotion.
Yeah.
He's literally frightened.
Oh, when he became president, he's like, I know too much about this man. He's going to kill me.
But it's not even that. He knew what he would have access to more than Trump knew what he had access to.
Yeah.
Because Epstein worked with our intelligence agencies for a long time.
And Bill Clinton was like, hey, check this out.
Literally, you don't think that Bill Clinton wasn't being like, don't you believe I can make this? You look at make your titties big. Make your titties small. Make your titties big. Make your titties small. Smash what they do over there. You know what I mean? Like, you know that they have some shit. Right?
Prince Andrew is like, you want to see some? Hey, mate.
Hey, you will see something. And then the UK, they don't got jack.
They got like, stuff.
Yeah, it's not
enough.
You tell
me they don't got the sound machine in the UK?
Not enough, you fuckers.
Right from your grave.
Here we go. Do we put up our update? Can we do a little bit of an update?
Oh, we have an update after all that?
It's an island adventure.
Heck yeah. It's Jeffrey time.
Yes! I didn't realize we had an update.
Yeah, it's a horrific one.
Oh,
it's
good.
Also probably not... how do you say this? It's not... It's hard to put. So, guys,
you don't
might,
think it's true,
I think,
is what you were hinting at. I could tell by knowing you.
I think that it is a complicated issue.
Okay.
So, this came from a Substack article someone had sent me through. It was a Substack called Outlaws of Chivalry, and is an interview with a man by the name of William Sasha Riley that was a decorated Iraq War veteran. He says that he was a part of making
a Christmas tree group, and that's how he got so decorated.
Yes. Except that was code. You don't want to know where tinsel is. You don't want to know. I wish it was code. So this guy, he basically said that he was featured in a bunch of child sex abuse materials in CSAM, and that it was revealed when he was in the army, when his corporal was arrested for having child pornography on a base computer that they thought that featured him. They said, there's a little boy in here that kind of looks like you. And he said, yes, that was me.
If you did it on base, you were safe.
Well, unless they've got the ball. Right? But then he goes on to a very horrific story about being raped, about being a part of several snuff films under the direction of Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump. He says that he attacked Donald Trump. This is where it starts to get. At first, you're like, I don't want to put anything past Epstein and their crew.
Yes.
The thing that will stick with me is the story about this Lake Michigan infant, which I'll go into a little bit more detail right after this.
Yeah. I thought we talked about this, but
yes.
I guess it's just our general conversation.
Yes.
I forget what happens on air and off air.
God knows. And the story then turns into he had an opportunity to attack Donald Trump after he was raped by him. He then put a tent pole, like this, like tent spike from a camping set in a condom while Trump laid his belly down on a thing waiting for his 15-year-old ass to fuck him. Right?
Yeah,
his 15 year, his feet, because it's like 15-year-olds are never going
to
be the
as
top.
Much as I want that to be true, I can't see Trump doing this.
You want it to be true.
Yeah, I want it to be true, but I just can't see him doing this.
Yeah, so he said he stuck this like this spike up Donald Trump's ass, and then he kicked it in there, and then it hurt Trump, and that's why he got fired from being a sex boy, and then all this like long story. The reason why they didn't kill him is because they kept saying, the reason why we kill the girls is because boys are hard to find.
Ah.
And so this idea that people, but we know that people do have babies, unfortunately, and do put them into CSAM.
We just saw Paul Perez.
We know that they do that. We know that there were probably, we know that in order to be a pedophile, and actually my brain understands now, it took many years for me to fully understand, it has to be a network. There can be, the only individual pedophile is the family member or kind of like the local, like weird, screwy character.
Yeah.
Everybody
teachers
else.
Teachers and shit like that.
In order for you to get CSAM, you have to know where to get it.
Yeah.
And other people have to make it and bring it to you and supply it. And then a lot of times, in order for you to get it, you have to agree to share it. That's
now,
the whole thing.
At risk of ruining your trying to be tactful, CSAM means child pornography?
Child sexual abuse material.
Okay.
The reason why we stopped saying child pornography because pornography takes lighting.
Okay.
You know
gotcha,
what I mean?
Gotcha.
Pornography has catering.
There's a sound guy.
There's an agent there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's
a
manager there.
Yeah. An actual director.
Yeah. There's like stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. There could be directors in CSAM.
Wow.
I mean, who knows? I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
You never know if the lighting's good or not.
What's Woody Allen been doing?
Ask him. Oh, wow. He's available. Right? He loves it.
I'm sorry. Has this C-SPAM getting a little too witty?
Yeah. I actually feel like him meditating the little boy is kind of a hat on a hat. You know? But largely, the reason why I ended up not fully believing in this man's story, because then he starts talking about how Clarence Thomas was a master hypnotist, and then it starts going into MK Ultra kind of fantasy, schizoid fantasy place. So it's another one of those where I don't think that this has anything to do with Jeffrey Epstein, but...
But doesn't the chick who this happened to also say that, yes, this happened to me?
What do you mean?
The baby getting dumped in Lake Michigan.
Well, this is a bit of a... There is some connection. So
and it was in the files as well, right? And they forgot to erase his name.
We know that somebody came forward and said that he was a party to an infant, right? So this is the story. I got this from a good email. When the baby in Lake Michigan story broke, I immediately thought about the unsolved case of three young women disappearing from the Indian Dunes in 1966. A woman said that they saw the women being ferried from the beach to a waiting boat in Lake Michigan and never saw them again. Some have speculated that there were boats on Lake Michigan that operated as abortion clinics. The three women were never seen again. Decades later, Trump owned a casino boat that sat on Lake Michigan, Gary, Indiana. The story from the files about the baby of a 13-year-old being thrown into Lake Michigan is said to have happened in the 80s. Donald Trump bought his casino boat in the 90s, but something ties it together. As a kid, Jeff went to a summer camp called Interlochen, and is an exclusive arts camp for the top 1% of the 1% of kids with an aptitude for particular disciplines. Jeff supposedly was a piano wunderkind, which makes sense. Jeff continued to give shitloads of money to the camp until his quote-unquote death. I think he also still visited, and for lack of a better term, scope little girls who were at the camp for painting. Interlochen is also located very closely to the shores of Lake Michigan. In fact, the camp is close to North Fox Island, which has a notorious private pedophile island that specialized in little boys. It was found that the island was a factory for making, distributing CSAM. Private airstrip cameras were all over the place. Private airstrip cameras. The entire tale reads eerily similar to the operations on Little St. James. I think that he had an inspiration in Michigan.
Yeah. But he loved the Midwest. He was in Chicago. I think he was in Columbus all the time.
And I think bad things happen, and when they threw the baby in Lake Michigan, I think they realized that the Atlantic Ocean's so much bigger.
Yeah, but it's far away.
Exactly.
It's not as murky, I'll tell you that much.
But I think that that's the reasoning. They're like, we'll just throw it into the Atlantic. If we have any problems, it just goes into the Atlantic.
Yeah, he's got to do it kind of far out.
Yep.
Man, I mean... It's crazy because like it's just the story is so insane, and if that's what kind of like it's like I'm a victim of the things that I hate about people just jumping to the craziest conclusion. Because it's like, because something so crazy, it's like you're more willing to believe it because it's so outlandish.
Well, now it's just gotten, it is getting so out of control that I, in my mind, the fear that they all have on all of this intercommunication about Trump is about the fact that there's some form of violence attached to him as well.
Yeah. Well, if there's 1% of the Epstein files were given to us, that's what they're telling us.
1%?
1%.
This is the okay stuff.
And this is in the 1%.
Think about that. This is the okay stuff. But this is the stuff that they're fine with us seeing.
But do you think because the story's so outlandish, that's why they let this be released? Because they thought nobody would believe it because it's so crazy?
Yes. Until you look at Epstein's... of the other side of the information.
Yeah. Well, because a child would be evidence.
But this guy's story, but that's what's the problem. Like Sasha Riley, the story I just told. That story is a lot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense.
No.
And it seems it's pretty over the top. I think that man is more in the lines of, I'm not going to be like he's disinfo.
Yeah.
But disinfo is in there. I think that stuff like the letter to Larry Nassar is another one of those absolutely trying to say, oh, look at all the disinfo in this already, which doesn't make any sense because they're trying to kind of show what they have. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to, without labeling it as like, and here's some obvious horseshit. It doesn't seem to do the thing that they wanted to do.
It's interesting that they would be pen pals.
Oh, no. He just looked, if you believe that story, he looked up Larry Nassar in the prison system.
Yeah.
And just said they might have been friends.
Are there other letters between the two of them or just the one?
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of. Okay.
But he knew a lot of other pedophiles.
Yeah.
So it seems that I don't think it's that far away. And apparently part of the reason why Larry Nassar was so good at his job is the girls just kept flipping away from him. And their speed to get away from him actually really inspired them.
Man, he's fucking... What, is he dead yet? Has anyone beaten him to death yet?
I think that... Didn't he... I'm pretty certain he got beat.
I know. I'm sure he got beat. You're no question about that.
I think he
this one guy is getting beat.
Yeah, he was stabbed multiple times 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
He's sitting in he's far away from everybody.
I imagine. I hope so.
He doesn't speak to anybody. Mm. Well, you know.
That's fun. How much a fun episode. You know what?
Was it a fun episode?
I feel like there's got to be something interesting. Oh, here we go.
Was something cute? You have something cute?
It's cute. On the border of horrible.
I know, Eddie.
Yeah.
Can't end the episode on this after
Something. I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Someone presents this information to me. I feel like we got to talk about
it. All right, you're fine.
All right, so there's dog sex dolls.
It is for the dogs to have sex with.
Yeah, so dogs hump too much. Ugh. Male dogs hump too much, and they're trying to find something to help the male dogs who hump too much.
Fucking thing I've ever fucking seen.
And so,
it is disgusting.
Yes,
it is sex dolls for dogs to fuck because they're trying to say that you shouldn't neuter the dogs. Neuter the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Neuter the fucking dog.
And so it's a whole website. It's called humptoys.com. I thought it was fake, but it seems
dude,
real.
There's
reviews and everything.
You mean to tell me people aren't fucking these things? They are dogs with working pussies that you can fuck. Mm-hmm. And then the single worst thing on this website is that wand.
Yeah, if they have a female dog sex toy, if you think that a sex doll that is a dog is bad enough, they have it for large dogs as well.
It is just.
But they also have.
Foul as shit. Oh,
they have a female.
Why do they give it, like, they gave the dog, like, sexy hair?
They gave the dog. That's what makes me feel like it's not real. It's like one of those dogs that has, like, bangs, like, real long bangs. And
I want to die. This makes me want to fucking
objectively
die.
It's a very attractive dog that they put next
not.
To the dildo. You know, there's also cats can do it too.
If you stick a thing in a dog, you should be arrested.
Rob, is there a way to double check real quick
this fake.
Can't be real.
This has to be fake.
Do you want me to
right?
try to buy one?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, buy one.
Oh, great.
Buy one. We'll give it to a widower.
Oh, yeah, great.
By the way,
the widower reached out.
It wasn't the widower.
The guy that won the fussy reached out.
Oh, what'd he say? is my address.
He's declining.
Keep my name out of your mouth.
Yeah, he's declining the fussy.
He's declining the fussy.
We're getting him a shirt.
A shirt sounds good.
Yeah, we're going to get
you can jerk off into a shirt, too.
Yeah, sure, man.
This is real, man.
This is real. Sorry,
yeah.
So,
they are...
I don't
390.
That's for the large dog one. You could buy a tiny. They're as low as $100, $109, and the female sex toy 5-speed vibrator with heat relief is $49.
I want to die.
It's on sale from $69.
That is disgusting.
People are gonna hate this.
I hate it too.
People are gonna.
But
hate
what are we supposed to do?
We're even talking about
this
it.
Whole segment.
Yeah, I hate this.
I hate it too.
Why choose the color of it?
What do you mean?
The idea that that's disgusting. There's something about the idea that you want me to choose the color of the sex doll for my dog to fuck.
Yeah.
Because it's got racial preferences. Is that what we're saying here? Is that my dog has got, we can't, it's got to be white.
All right, so from the website, the advantage,
my dog,
the advantages of our dog sex toys, a natural solution for dog humping behavior.
Neuter the dog!
Show your love by giving your pet a complete companion, like a dog sex toy, opting for neutering.
Neuter it!
Neuter all your dogs. All dogs, there's too
Unless
many of
you're
them.
You're breeding it.
Even if you're, no one should be breeding dogs. There's plenty of free dogs. There's plenty of free dogs. We're very big fans of fostering dogs here.
We don't need new dogs.
And as a dog foster, there's no way I'm getting any dog sex toys.
If you get a dog sex toy, I'm calling the fucking police.
I think, and you know what? Thank you.
Yeah.
I want you to.
I'm calling the fucking
services. Please call
the
police.
Anybody who buys from this should be on a fucking list.
They have a realistic design made with high quality realistic silicone genital components.
These guys,
rabbit fur to simulate authentic feel of a female dog.
Legitimately, I think that we should take the guy out who robbed the baby grave.
Sound noise.
And put the guy that invented this in his place.
Yes.
That is where this person deserves to go to jail.
They're reusable, they're durable, they're easy to clean, ensuring long-term use.
If I'm cleaning a dog pussy fucking out in my sink, I'm putting a gun in my mouth.
You know what? You know how they keep the thing to stay in the same place? They have suction cups on the ground on its feet, so it's a suction to the tile floor.
And fucking crazy.
I know, it's awful.
Actually, I got to tell Natalie about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like not a bad idea.
This is so manipulative, though. They're like saying that it's risky to get your dog neutered.
No, it's
that's
not.
Why you need to get sex toys for your dog.
No, it's not.
It's bullshit.
Anyone who really needs dogs to have their genitals intact,
should
be investigated.
Seriously, it's very MAGA coded. It's very like there's something about that idea. It's like people. I also kind of find the LA coded side of it is when people are hyper intense about their dog's gender.
Yes,
that's what always when they're like, it's a girl. And it's like, I wasn't looking at its pussy.
Yeah. I don't care what gender your dog is.
I was looking at its face.
Yes.
I don't see the first thing I don't do is go like, let's check. Yeah, let's make sure I'm not gay when I pet this thing.
This just seems like someone had a truck full of strokers and they were like, how do we get rid of these things?
Dog pussies. I got a fucking great idea. Yeah, My wife died yesterday.
Yeah, there was like, this is a mob thing. Someone stole a truck full of pocket pussies, then someone stole a truck full of stuffed animal dogs. And they're like, listen, what are we going to do with got an idea. Dear Joey.
Hey, listen. Hey, how you doing? It's me, Tony Manicotti. And I've got an amazing idea. Look, this is amazing. The best part about this is that then the dog pussy can do all the things my wife doesn't have the fucking jabrons to do.
Do you think they put a squeaker in it?
Yeah. Honestly, I think, you know, at this point, give it a human voice.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good. You're a good boy.
Good boy. Good boy.
Oh, God. All right. Now,
good boy.
I don't know why that was the part that offended me.
I'm disgusted.
Yes.
Wow, what a great episode this was.
What a great. Yeah. Yeah. Do we have any listener mail?
No.
Yeah.
I don't even want to do this.
The guy who killed his ex-wife.
Yeah, it's all sad.
This woman stole a cup for breast milk.
Just
she
horrible
got
thing about gooey strings coming out of an elderly woman's vagina makes me want to get another thing that just makes me want to slit my throat.
Oh well, you know that's actually advice for me from Tootsie. You know, dealing with that. There's the horrible guys that had a youth hockey fight brawl as like halftime entertainment for the minor league hockey team in Hershey, Pennsylvania, which is awful. It seems like hard to find good news.
I don't think the
problem is, you know, there is good news
it's
in the world.
It's not silly right now. It's either like whatever news, like night good news,
I guess,
or hopeful news, like the Iran revolution is like hopeful kind of news, you know?
Kind of hopeful, but they've killed a 9/11's amount of people.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's their job. It's what they like to do over there. But, you know, that's kind of, they're so, but yeah, but it's not funny.
Man, I'll tell you what, though, watching all that fucking like footage of the people of Iran just like literally like playing music in the street and dancing for the first time. And like, it's really like the coolest shit I've ever seen.
No, it's beautiful. Yeah. I'm glad to see it. It's good. For, like, I mean, who knows? You know, Sina has been following it extremely closely in the Foreign Report.
Yeah, if you want to really learn about this, go to the Foreign Report. No one knows more about this subject than Sina does.
Yes. If you want to ask me about
dog pussies.
No. Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. I'm trying to think what I know a lot about. Jeffrey Epstein.
Scientology.
I know a lot about.
You knew about this ancient alien guy who died that I'd never heard of before?
Very thoroughly. The dentist and his wife who was murdered in Columbus, Ohio, was murdered by his wife's ex-husband of 7 years. Mm-hmm. They got divorced in 2017. And then the dude, like, but it was...
He's jealous, I guess, right?
Yeah, obsessed. But it was one of those sad stories because it was right where, I want to say it was like around the corner from the Sausage House in Columbus. Literally one of the more emotional, wonderful moments I've had with Eddie.
It was we were so mad that our afternoon was taken from us, that our flight didn't leave until 6 p.m. We had nothing to do with Columbus. And then we found this little German town to walk around and smoke joints in and buy nutcrackers and enjoy sausages.
We had sausages.
And then this fucking guy goes and kills a dentist and his wife.
And it's just
fucking asshole messing up our little German town.
That's our town.
Don't fuck with our German town like that.
Schmidt's Sausage House, if you can go, that is fucking Valhalla, man.
Yeah. Don't let this incident take down the Sausage House.
No, dude. You have to do a lot worse for them to shut down the Sausage House. Because that place is... Yeah, the guy broke into their house. He shot them in their sleep. Mm-hmm. But left the kids alive, which is kind of nice. But he...
I don't know if it's kind of nice as much as it's like he was... He couldn't do it emotionally.
You're just saying, I'm glad he didn't kill the kids. But the thing is that the guy, doctor, I believe her last name was Tepe, like mm-hmm. the guy, the dentist,
Spencer.
Tepe. Spencer Tepe, who was murdered, he's such a good guy that he was late for an hour at work and then called saying, where is he?
Yeah.
They did a whole thing being like, he's never late.
Oh, man.
It's been like, I think it would take several days, right, for you to call?
No, we need you.
See me alone.
Yeah, need you. Yeah, I think the world would know if you were missing.
But like, it'd take a day.
Yeah. How long for Holden?
After last week? You know, I'll say he did slightly win you back, didn't he?
Yeah, a little bit, huh?
Hey, he got it dead, right?
Yeah.
Uncle Corner's not a bad idea.
We're gonna make you like this motherfucker.
We're gonna
it's
do
the
it.
Goddamn end of me.
Oh yeah. We're gonna do it. I tell you, he did a good job. He's healing.
Mm-hmm.
And God, it's just.
Yeah, I think the wound closed.
Yeah, it did.
Officially.
Yeah, not in his marriage.
No,
she's upset.
I don't think
he's allowed to come back out.
Has every right to be.
Yeah.
God, it just sucks because we had such a nice time until he just became not a human anymore.
That's called having fun at 43. Dude, that's what it is, man. Go check out, you know what? I'll give a plug to fucking Holden's ass. Go to Holden Nerd's Ho on Twitch and go watch, do whatever the fuck garbage he does every Friday over there. He does something, he gets hammered and he fights with his wife in public. And go take a look at it, people like it.
Oh, man.
Just make sure you live every day knowing for a fact your musket that you stole from the Civil War Museum is not going to stop the Mech Warriors. And you're going to love the fact that when you are stolen by the U.S. government and your body is then put into a machine that uses its natural flow of electricity to power the new animatronics inside of our 20-mile-long ballroom, you are going to laugh at thinking, can't believe I had plans.
Oh, guys, I love you very much. We're going to be in Philadelphia soon.
Yes, we are. Honestly, I can't fucking wait. I can't wait to be a lot in of Philly. Fun. Love the town. Love the town. Love your oddities, guys.
Oh, I'm definitely
bring in I heard that you have a lack of human bones coming in now that your source got ripped out. So yeah, we'll be bringing
Sorry, Moody Museum. They were like, you think the Moody Museum's like, ooh.
Actually,
what are you doing with all the bones?
That's actually. I wonder. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Anybody that is in the oddities industry, because I've had friends that were reaching out to me about this story. We know that he was grave robbing and it's bad, but I'd actually love to know.
There's a bunch of animal bones he has too.
But with the Mütter Museum, because they're kind of dealing with a little bit of a repatriation issue of their own, mm-hmm. right? They're trying to figure out how to like give some of these bodies back to the families that they belong to.
Oh, really?
They were trying to figure that out for a second.
Oh, and how about now? Probably not.
I don't know.
It depends on if he pleads guilty or if he pleads innocent. If he pleads guilty, then like they don't have to bring everybody in and do all that shit.
They won't have to do the thing.
But if he pleads innocent, tries to fight
the thing. He's going to fight the thing. He's going to fight it.
He loves the attention.
The only thing that they will do, or there's going to be a plea in order to take this all down to some normal
That's probably
amount.
What's going to happen.
I imagine there's going to be some plea. He will get some reduced sentence.
I bet he gets 10 years.
And then he has to do, if there's some reason 10 years, this sounds like he might get something like that. And then he will have to pay some restitution, and I imagine.
Well, come see us at the Met on January 31st. That's last podcast on the left. And I booked a show the night before, actually.
I saw!
Yeah. It's
with
City
our good
Wannery.
Friend Peggy O'Leary.
Peggy's going to host, and then I'm doing a dual headliner thing with Kirsten Michelle Sills. Very hilarious comedian out of Philadelphia. Come see us. We're going to have a lot of fun at City Winery the night before. Tickets are available now. You can go find them at eddietunes.com. And you know, tickets are also available now for all of the new Side Stories shows.
Yes.
We got March 14th, Urbana, Illinois.
What's in there? Don't know.
Actually, I've been getting a lot of recs. People are so excited we're coming to Urbana. April 26th, Lexington, Kentucky. May 30th, Rochester, New York. And June 28th, London, Ontario. Come and check us out at all those places. Tickets are currently on sale. You can get them either on eddietunes.com or LastPodcastOnTheLeft.com. Also, don't forget, I'm coming to you, San Francisco. That's right, the home of Tatiana the Dagger. Punchline, San Francisco. I'm going to be doing a set there on February 18th with Grant Gordon and the wonderful Julie Rosing will be hosting.
That's amazing. I'm so glad she's doing more live comedy with you.
She's loving it, dude. She's fucking crushing it. She just makes fun of me the whole time. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Hey,
people love hearing me getting bashed.
Hey, man, that's what husbands are for.
That's right. I'll fucking take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, love you fuckers. Hail Satan.
Hail Bob Weir.
Hail Bob Weir. Because the reason I even came back to him is because, you know, yeah, your most difficult uncle probably likes Bob Weir, but it's not his fault.
No. Bob's cool as fuck, or was cool as fuck.
Grateful Dead is always the only chill thing a bad person likes. You know what I mean?
Why is so many MAGA like... We're getting deep. This is no dog's territory. See you later.